This is Valley of Genius, episode 15, Biz Stone.
One day I walked into a room and there was just a whole bunch of people like sort of dazed out on these contraptions with lights and foot pedals and books. And it was all like an automated contraption. And I was like, what are you guys doing in here? And someone looked up like, and they said, we are scanning every book ever published in the world. And I was like, okay, carry on.
Welcome to Valley of Genius. I'm Leo Laporte, sitting with Adam Fisher, the author of a book completely coincidentally named Valley of Genius, The Uncensored History of Silicon Valley. Actually not, because the book is made up of quotes and stories from the hackers, founders, and freaks who created Silicon Valley. And Adam's got the tape. He's like, I got it all on, MP3. I was going to say reel to reel, but I think you were smart enough to put this on MP3. Who are we going to talk to today?
Biz Stone.
Oh, I know that name.
Maybe the funniest guy in Silicon Valley.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where did you talk to Biz?
I talked to him in the offices of his startup, which has now failed. It was, I don't even remember the name.
Well, that's all right. It's failed.
It was in the Presidio.
Yeah. But he was the Biz guy at Twitter. That's what he was known for. But before Twitter, what was he doing?
He was blogging, and he had a blog called Biz Stone Genius.
Not that humble, but well, listen to how he tells it.
Biz Stone Genius was the name of my blog. When you first started with Blogger, you had to title your blog, and so I was trying to come up with a title that wasn't just like Biz Stone's blog. You know what I mean? And I remembered an old Wile E. Coyote cartoon. It's the one Wile E. Coyote cartoon where he speaks, because it's a crossover. He's with Bugs Bunny for some reason. And so what he does is he has like an Acme Build-A-Door box, and he finds Bugs Bunny's hole. He builds a door, and he knocks on it. And then Bugs Bunny, you can sort of see both, you know, from the side. Bugs Bunny comes up from his hole as if it was an elevator. And this is the only time Wile E. Coyote ever speaks. Wile E. Coyote says, please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Wile E. Coyote, genius. And he gives him his business card, and then there's a close-up, and it just says Wile E. Coyote, genius. And I remembered that cartoon for some reason, so I was like, all right, I'm just going to call it Biz Stone Genius. And if anyone actually read what I wrote, they would know it was a joke. But I think a lot of people thought I was a genius. Because what I did in there was, it was kind of like, it was regular everyday stuff. Plus, I would sometimes pretend like I was a Tony Stark type of guy and I had unlimited wealth. And I was, today I'm working on hybrid air transit in Japan, and we're sinking a lot of money into it, and it's going to be the future. And so it was kind of an alter ego, because my first startup totally failed, and I was like living in my mom's basement and pretending like I was super successful.
So he was obsessed with blogging, and he and this platform Blogger, which was Ev Williams' brainchild.
Right, right.
And Ev Williams and Blogger got kind of acquired by Google early on, because Google needed something to sell ads against. And then Biz writes Ev and says, hey man, I've always wanted to work with you.
After Google acquired Blogger, I wrote an email to Ev. And I said to him, I feel like I'm the missing member of your team. And so if you ever, now that you're at Google, if you're hiring more people for the Blogger team, like, you know, I'm your guy. Even though I didn't think it was possible at all, because I figured I wouldn't ever be able to get a job at Google, but who knew? Ultimately that happened. I got a job at Google. He pulled a lot of strings, and we met when he picked me up at the airport. When I got hired at Google, I wrote a fake press release on Biz Stone Genius. Because I also called my company Genius Lab. My pretend company was called Genius Labs. I wrote a fake press release on my blog saying Genius Labs acquired by Google. And it was a fake press release with a quote from Evan Williams and stuff. It was on my blog. It was clearly just silly. Except somebody put it in Wikipedia as Google's third acquisition, because it was Deja News, then it was Blogger, and then they put Genius Labs. It's now Google's now acquired three companies, because it was 2003. And then the New York Times soon after wrote a piece about Google's acquisitions, because they did two more. So they wrote a piece about like the five acquisitions or something. And they must have looked at Wikipedia, because they included Genius Labs. And something doesn't stick on Wikipedia unless it has a real-life citation. Right. So now they had a real-life citation in the New York Times. So now it was legit. So now every list of all of Google's acquisitions includes in it the third acquisition, Genius Labs.
So even though it's not true, whenever they write about Google's acquisitions, Genius Labs is in there?
Yeah.
Because of Wikipedia?
Genius Labs is Biz Stone.
That's funny.
So they hired Biz Stone, i.e. acquired Genius Labs.
So he starts working with Ev Williams when Ev is still at Google, having sold his company to Google. Actually, Biz Stone talks about the first time he went into the Googleplex.
It was like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, and I would just walk around and check stuff out. It was perfect timing. 2003, worked there for a year. 2004, they go public. Things are crazy and different. And then I worked there until 2005. So I got like I just got there at just the right time to get a feel for the before and the after, you know? One day I walked into a room and there was just a whole bunch of people like sort of dazed out on these contraptions with lights and foot pedals and books. And it was all like an automated contraption. And I was like, what are you guys doing in here? And someone looked up like, and they said, we are scanning every book ever published in the world. And I was like, okay, carry on. And then I distinctly remember one time going into I thought it was a closet. I was just sort of checking stuff out in my spare time. And I opened up this door, and there was a windowless room, and there was this Indian dude on the ground with no shoes on, and all these TVs, and all these taken apart DVRs. And he had a screwdriver, and he was like taking one apart at the time. And he looked; he was all disheveled, like he looked like he was up all night or something. And I said, "What are you working on in here?" And he's like, "I'm recording all broadcast TV." And I was like, "Okay, carry on." It was just like all kinds of weird stuff was going on.
So Ev and his sidekick Biz get to Google in 2003. In 2004, the IPO happens. And a lot of people leave Google because they're just waiting for the IPO, including Ev and Biz. And it's because they have a new idea, an idea that they came up with driving down from San Francisco, where they lived, down to Google in Silicon Valley proper.
There's two parts to it. There's one, Ev's neighbor, Noah Glass, made something he called Audio Blogger, which was record your voice using Flash and then embed the Flash player in your blog, and you can have a voice blog post. So people would just play it. So then we were in a car ride home, Ev and I. And Ev was driving his yellow Subaru. And I was like, Ev, I think I have an idea. I think I have a really good idea. And he was like, what is it? And I said, well, you know how we can record our voices in Flash and on the browser and play them back, like Audio Blogger? And he was like, yeah. I said, well, if we can record our voices in Flash, couldn't we convert whatever that file format is to an MP3 on the servers? And then couldn't we write software that would sync whatever you recorded to these new things called iPods, because it seems like they're just getting more and more popular. And so couldn't we just, kind of like blogging, democratize radio, like let everybody have their own radio station and or time shift the listening of stuff? And that, and then Ev made his face that he makes when he thinks an idea is good. He was just, he like opened his eyes really wide and his mouth like, yeah, you could do all that. And so that was Odeo. That's what Odeo was. So that's what I went to. I followed Ev out of Google into Odeo because it just seemed like a great idea. It was just like, this is a great idea. These things definitely are going to be popular.
So Odeo is podcasting. Podcasting is Odeo. And it was all going great until one day they wake up and find out that iTunes has podcasting built in to iTunes. Uh-oh. In the new release. Basically, Apple bigfooted their little company and Apple crushed Odeo.
Yeah, it was out of business. But it didn't crush Ev Williams or Biz Stone. They came up with a follow-up. And actually, everybody who's involved in this has a different story for how Twitter was created. Let's hear what Biz says.
So my version of the story is Jack and I had become really good friends at Odeo. So when Ev said, okay, it was kind of like, you know, you're in third grade gym class. Okay, find a partner. And I was like, and I knew Jack was going to be my partner, and I think Jack knew we were just going to work on something together. So we picked each other, and then we started brainstorming. I was like, how about this? How about just picture blogging? Like, you just put a picture, and that's it. And he was like, that's pretty good. I was like, I want to do something really simple. After all this complicated podcasting BS, I just want to do something super simple like that. And he was like, I have a kind of a cool idea. And he said, do you see here on my AOL Instant Messenger how the person's name and then it says like online, offline, but also they can write in whatever they want, like today sucks or whatever. And he showed me a couple of his friends and they had written in like having a bad day or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. And I was like, yeah, I can see that. And he's like, do you think it's kind of cool that you can, I can just know what they're thinking without even asking them? And I was like, yeah, that is pretty cool. He's like, do you think we could make a whole thing just out of that? Like a network, like a social network kind of thing? Because you've built one of those before. And I was like, I love the simplicity of it. Let's do it. And then, and we had been fooling around with SMS with Odeo. And I was like, oh. And either he or I had the same idea, which was, we should do that over, we should make it over SMS. You can like set the status over SMS or get the status over SMS. And he drew this picture called stat.us and it was like, what are you doing? Enter it in. And then so what happened was for the 2-week hackathon, we dreamed up how it would work and I like web to SMS, SMS to web. And I made a totally fake but seemed real website out of OmniGraffle because you could have click actions, so you would click it and it would go to a, it basically looked like it was working, and then I just had a picture of a phone. It was before the iPhone, so it was like a picture of the phone, and we demoed it at it, and everyone demoed their thing, and I was like, so you can say what you're doing, and if people follow you, they get the notification of what you're doing, they get their text of what you're doing, or they see on the web what you're doing. So we just, the main page was everybody's posts mixed in, and then there was a line, and then there was like the people that you followed, their updates, and so we demoed that, and everyone was kind of like, and I'm like, that's it, and they're like, all you do is get what they're doing, that's it, and you can say what you're doing, and you can get what other people are doing, and we're like, that's it, super simple, isn't that great? And they were like, no, that sucks. Like, it's nothing. It's not even, it's nothing. What is that? That's nothing. Except Ev could see that we were really into it. And so he took us aside and he was like, you guys should keep working on this. It's there's something to this SMS web, mixing the web with SMS. Like, nobody else is doing that. So we were super excited about it. Like, when Jack first hooked it up, I still have the G-chats somewhere. I saved them. When Jack, he was like, okay, I'm gonna make it so that when I text, it should show up on your web, on the you know, on the website. So I'm gonna do that now. And then he did it. It was like, are you seeing this or something like that? And it worked. And what I wrote back was, come in here, Watson, I need you, because I was like, we invented something. And we actually do hold the patent for it, me and Jack. I always wanted to be an inventor, and now me and Jack own the patent for Twitter.
Biz Stone, he's the Biz in Twitter, and it's a great story about how that was all created. You got some amazing interviews, I have to say, just fascinating. We're going to talk about in coming shows the creation of Wired magazine, how the like button started, and one of the earliest investors in Facebook, not who you think it is. It's all coming up on Valley of Genius. Adam Fisher's book, Valley of Genius, covers it all. It's in your bookstores or at Amazon or Audible right now. Valley of Genius, the uncensored history of Silicon Valley. We'll have more next week. See you then.
Only in Silicon Valley can you be like, yeah, we would like $10 million and we'll sell you a percentage of our theoretical company that may one day have lots of profits. And if we lose all of the money, we don't have to give it back to you. And maybe we'll start something else. In what crazy world does something like that exist? Like, wait, you can just blow the money and then you don't know what back? Just wash your hands clean, done. Sorry about that. Sorry, spent all your money. Oh, well.